Hey, this is Adam Carpenter with The Outdoor Show. Time again for another Outdoor Minute. Well, now is the time for you buck hunters out there to start using your dominant buck sense. It's too early still to use your doe and estrus, but dominant buck sense can really help bring that buck in just close enough for a good clean shot with your bow. Don't overdo it, a little goes a long way. And here's an important safety tip. Don't ever put doe and estrus or dominant buck scent or any scent from another animal directly on your body. Always put it externally away from your body for obvious reasons. When you don't want to have a buck actually be attracted directly to you, you want them to go to a point that you want to shoot them at. But also because, well, you don't want the animals to actually attack you. And I'm not just talking about dominant buck scents and doe scents. I'm also talking about cover scents from raccoon and fox. So heed the warnings and put the scent on a wick away from your body. I'm Adam Carpenter with The Outdoor Show, and this has been another Outdoor Minute.